Welcome, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about Your Brain at Work by David Rock. This is a great book if you want to know how your brain works, how you can stay more focused and less distracted. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break it down to a few key features that I think are very important for me to cover in this video. But if you want the in-depth analysis, I'll leave the link below. What I do in the in-depth analysis is I go through each and every chapter, I break down each and every point, and then I leave action steps for you to take action. And if you read the book, I'll leave the link below of that as well, and you go through that extended analysis, the amount of information you're going to have is going to blow your mind. So let's get started. Let's talk about the first concept. And this is pretty much the gist of the book. What that is the theater. See, the way David Rock has this book broken down is he's broken it down like a theater where you have different acts, and there's certain way these people are behaving, and then he gives them pointer to do better, and then he tells me the science behind it, which is really, really good, because if you know the science behind on why certain things happen, you can retain that information better. So when he's talking about a theater, he's talking about, like, not the movie theater, the actual theater. And what he's saying is you have a very limited amount of space in that theater. That stage is very small, aka your attention. That stage is lit by a light, aka energy, limited amount. But everybody wants to get on that stage to get their 2 seconds of fame. And your job is to be like a conductor. You gotta monitor the light, you gotta monitor the people on the stage, you gotta make sure the right people are getting on the stage at the right time. And then you also gotta monitor the chemistry between them, the different chemicals he talks about. So you are a conductor that has to manage everything correctly. And if you do it right, you'll be able to get into flow state. That is where the magic happens. The second step I want to talk to you about, which is pertaining to the stage, is monitoring your energy levels. So it's very important to monitor our energy levels, because our energy levels are going to determine the quality of the decisions we make. So he breaks it down. Our limbic brain, which is an old brain, the prefrontal cortex, which is the new brain. The new brain is like having car brakes on a freight train. They don't work as well when the freight train's going, but those brakes are very, very important, because that is the place where all the decisions are made. So your prefrontal cortex is the complex part where it's connecting all different dots for you to make a decision. Our limbic brain is the old emotional brain, and it's very powerful, and a lot of times it takes over. So one key point I would give you on this is when you have a decision got to make, and if you are in a high emotional state, do not make that decision. Wait a day or two and make a decision after that, because it's like trying to stop a freight train with car brakes. It ain't going to work. You're going to make bad decision, and that's just terrible. So try to make decisions when you have high energy levels, because then you'll make better decisions. The next thing I want to talk to you about is chunking and visuals. See, as we discussed earlier, our brains are designed not to expend a lot of energy, and you want to use that to your advantage. When you chunk information and when you use visuals, you're using less energy. So think about it. The phone numbers we have, they're chunked. Why? Because you can retain them better. Visuals, better for memory. Why? Because they use less energy. See, when we use words, they use a lot of energy because a lot of processing power. Images, lot less processing power, so you can retain more. So when you're trying to remember something, chunk it and use visuals, and you'll be amazed how much more you're able to retain. Now the fourth concept he talks about is about the chemicals. So chemicals play a huge role, because if you have too much stimulation, no focus, too little, no focus, you want the perfect amount of chemicals for you to get in that flow state where just time just flies by. So there's a couple ways you can do it. See, the first would be the neuropathway, where you're creating the sense of urgency, a sense of fear. You can create deadlines. You can have a little bit of conversation with you like, okay, if I don't do this now, what happens? If I don't work on this term paper, I'm going to fail the class. If I don't do this project, I'm going to lose my job. The sense of fear. That will get you in gear. That will give you the focus you need. At the same time, use the dopamine pathway, where, for example, you got a project you got to work on. Imagine the positives of the project. So what if you get it done now? It's less stress. Stuff like that. Positive visuals. Colored positive visuals. And if you do that, well, you'll see you're using both chemicals and you're getting that perfect balance. And the perfect balance is where flow happens. So give it a try. Try to conserve energy. Try to chunk and create visuals for information. And try to use your chemicals in a perfect way so you can get in flow state. Check out the extended analysis in the link below. I think you're going to love it. Check it out. Have a great day. Bye-bye.